prägen.
सभी की न जाय लोके पंथा क्षेमो कुसु भयम सुशीला साधु जत्र नारायण पराय शास्त्र सेज दैट द एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज नारायण परायण मीन डिवोटीज नारायण पर One who has taken Narayana as the ultimate goal of life. Narayana, Krishna, Vishnu, they are the same tattva, Vishnu tattva. So, people do not know this. That to approach the platform of worshipping Narayana or Vishnu or Krishna, that is the most exalted and what is called assured platform. It's like we get insurance. This is assured. assured by whom? Assured by Krishna. Krishna is assuring, Ahantva sarupapi bhama parishani, kohantira pradijani hi nami bhakta pranasya, apite sudrachara, vajate imamanannava, sadhuriva saman. So many assurances there. Narayana para. Krishna says personally, I shall protect you. People suffer on account of sinful deeds. Ignorance. Out of ignorance becomes sinful action. And sinful action reacts. It's like a child, ignorant. It touches blazing fire and it burns the hand and he suffers. You cannot say the child is innocent and the fire has burned. No, this is nature's law. Ignorance. So sinful activities are done out of ignorance. Therefore, one should be knowledge. Ignorance of law is no excuse. If you go to the court and if you plead, sir, I did not know that I have to suffer, I have to go to imprisonment for 6 months because I have stolen. This was unknown to me. No, known or unknown, you must go to jail. Therefore, the greatest contribution to the human society is knowledge. To keep them in ignorance, in darkness, that is not human society. That is cats and dogs. Because they are in ignorance, and nobody can give them knowledge, neither they can take. Therefore, the human society, there is an institution for giving knowledge. That is the greatest contribution. And that knowledge, the supreme knowledge, is there in the Vedas. Veda is Chasadvai. And all the Vedas asserted that one should know what is God. Very much. Don't break the sound. Veda is Chasadvai. People do not know it. This whole material world, they do not know what is the actual knowledge. They are busy in temporary things, persons and position, but they are not aware what is actual the goal of knowledge. Nothing we do sattva gating hi Vishnu. The goal of knowledge is to know Vishnu, God. That is the goal of knowledge. That is Brahma Jigyasa. Jivasva Tattva Jigyasa. This life, the human form of life, is meant for understanding the absolute truth. That is life. And without trying to understand the absolute truth, if we simply are busy, how to eat little comfortably, how to sleep little comfortably, how to have sex little conveniently, these are animal activities. These are animal activities. Human activity means to know what is God. That is human. Nati hidu sātta-gatiṃ hi Vishnu durāsayādi vati-vattamā. Without knowing this, they are struggling for existence. They will want to be happy by adjusting the external energy, bahiratma. And people, leaders, andhādhathān bhīrupuniyamāna, ask big scientists, philosophers, what is the goal of life? They do not know. They simply theorize. That's all. The real goal of life is to understand God. So that can be done, as it is said here, that you make association. What is the number of you are? Sadhi ki na dhyan loke pantha ki ma kutub. Our life is to attain the transcendental platform of knowledge. That is our goal of life. Then how it can be done? Sushila sadhavo jastra narayana para. You associate with that cultural institution where there are Sushila, very well behaved. Now find out any institution throughout the whole world who are Sushila. You'll find here in Krishna Consciousness Movement no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, no income. You won't find anywhere. This is called Sushila, well behaved. Sushila means, Sila means behavior or custom. Here you'll find that taking bath 3 times, that tending cloth, everything neat and clean, personality, their character, their behavior, Sushila. Sushila, sadhava. Sadhava means saintly. What are the saintly characteristics? That is also meant. Titikshava, karunika, srila sarvutana, ajata satrava shanta sadhava sadhubhutana. These are the characteristics of sadhu. Not a sadhu, I mean, a dress like a sannyasi and accompanied by three dozen women. No. Sadhava, that business is to preach. Then Krishna says, apide sudurācāraṁ bhajate māmanannabhāv sadhu deva samantabha. He is sadhu. Who are engaged in Krishna consciousness movement. In apide sudurācāraṁ, that person, even if you find some fault, because everyone cannot become immediately perfect. Due to bad habits, sometimes they fall victim. But still, if he Krishna Vasa strictly, he does not deviate, he does not forget Krishna, then he is to be accepted as sadhu. Krishna says that only for that quality. That is the qualification of Krishna consciousness. So sadhu, they have to preach. They have to preach, therefore, the first qualification is titikshava, tolerance. So many people will criticize, so many people attack, so many opposing elements, and you have to fight with them. Therefore, titikshava, tolerance. Just like you see, Lord Jesus Christ, which was so tolerant that he was crucified, still he did not catch anybody. This is sadhu. This is sava. Tolerant. The very great example of tolerance, Christ, Jesus Christ. So similarly, Haridas Sapu. There are many saintly persons, sadhu, were very tolerant. So, first qualification of sadhu is titikshava. Titikshava and karunika at the same time find. These two examples we find in the character of Lord Jesus Christ. He was being crucified and still he was praying to God, "My Lord, they do not know what they are doing." Did you not? Yes, let's see. Then he was persecuted and still he was kind. He was kind. He still was praying to God that these rascals are doing. They cannot kill me, but they are thinking they are wicked. So they are committing offense. This is tolerance and karunika. Similarly, there are many examples. Titiksava karunika and Srila Sarvabhutana, friend of all living entities. Lord Krishna said, thou shalt not kill. He never said that now they are interpreting in a different way. The animal has no soul and you can kill animals and keep slaughterhouse. So who is a Christian? I do not know who is a Christian. They profess to be Christian. It is very difficult to find out a true Christian who is strictly following the words of Lord Jesus Christ. So, he is a good example of sadhu. We therefore adore and offer our obeisances to Lord Christ. Sadhu, example. This is sabha karunika srila sadhu bhutana. This is srila. Not that my brother will be saved, my family will be saved, and all others should be killed. That is not sadhu's qualification. Sadhu's qualification is, he is kind to everyone. It is not that if a human being is killed, the killer is also killed. Why? Even if a human being is killer of an animal, he should be killed. That is called suhira sarvabhutana, friend to everyone. Not that only the human being should be given protection. He is national, and others, animals and trees, should not be given protection. No. That is imperfect knowledge. National means one who has taken birth in that land. So, do the animals do not take that birth in the land? They are also national. But you see, you are discriminating law that you are giving protection to the human being and not to them. This is sinful attitude. Therefore, we say that no meat eating. If we give up this meat eating, then so many lives of the poor animals will be saved. So that is sadhu, no meat eating. We are here, you will find. In Krishna consciousness movement, you will find nobody is meat eating. Nobody is prepared to kill even an ant, what to speak of, villain. They put argument that you are vegetarian and you are also killing vegetable life. Of course, we're killing. But we are not killing vegetables. First of all, vegetables are not killed. If I take a fruit from the tree is not killed. Or if I take the grains from the plants, before the grains are ripe, the plant dies. So actually there is no question of killing. Although the law is, nature's law is that one living entity is the food for another living entity. Jiva jivasya jivanam. But a human being should be discriminated. If I can live by eating fruits and grains and meat, why should I kill animals? This is human conscious. In milk, if you get milk, you can prepare hundreds of nice preparations, all full of vitamins and medicine. In our new Vrindavan, we are maintaining cows and having so many nice preparations, rabri, laddu, and this pera, and barfi, and sandesh, and dasgulla, and yogurt, varieties, enough. The other farmers, they come, they are surprised. Such nice preparation can be made from milk. Yes, you do not know. You do not know how to utilize the animal. Ignorance. The milk is also produced out of the blood. So, it is intelligence. You are drinking the blood in a different way, produced by nature, with more vitamin values and more taste and more gentleness. Why should you kill one cow and try to drink the blood? The blood is there already, but in a different form, without any violence. And we have seen it. It is practical experience. And if the cows are assured they will not be killed, they will give you double milk. That you have experience. And it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes. Shishutu, you have not got here the verse. The purport is that during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were so happy and jubilant that from their milk bag always drop milky so that the pasturing ground became muddy with milk. So this science is unknown to the Rashtriya civilization. How to utilize things for the best purpose? So, in the Bhagavad Gita, I will find Krishi Gora Shravanijam Vaishyakarma Sabhavati. Vaishyas, first class man Brahmana, second class man the Kshatriya, third class man the Vaishyas, and fourth class man all others, the worker class, Shudras. So, the first class man, the Brahmana, they should give instruction, nice instruction, so that the whole human society will profit by seeing the character of the Brahmana, the behavior of the Brahmana. Sama, dama, sattam, sautam, titiksha, khantiri, vata, jnanam, vijnana. A Brahmana is not, never recommended. A Brahmana will make some trade, become an engineer, no? Sama, dama, titiksha. These are the characters of Brahmana. And Shastra says, jasya hi idat lakshanam proktam purnari vanyakam tattena iva vinidhise. When there is characteristics of a Brahmana, then you should accept him as a Brahmana. Not indigent. Similarly, Khatriya, he must be very strong and chivalrous and never will go fly away from battle. They should come forward when there is some battle wrath. They should give protection. They are Khatriyas. And Vaishya means, now the Brahmanas, they are not going to produce food or other things. They are simply for knowledge, giving the best knowledge to the human society. There is need of Brahmana. Everyone, Shudra, simply working hard. And because they are accusing, oh, you people are escaping. What is escaping? We are giving the best knowledge to the human society. So, it is specially mentioned, Krishi Guraksha Bani Jam. The Vaishyas, food production means produce food grains, agriculture. By agriculture is that so much land is better all over the world. They are producing coffee. I've seen in Africa. Vast land is engaged in producing coffee. No food here. So this is the defect of the solution. We do not know how to live. Will man die without drinking coffee? No. That is not the fact. But man will die if there are no real food or not, food grains. If you think that we, I eat meat, I don't require food grains. But the cow, the animal need food grains. So without food grains, how we can live? Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Anna Bhavanti Bhutani, you produce food grains. Why you are producing so much unnecessary things, television and tools and stool also, so many things? Why? They are not necessary. Live in the village, produce your own food, your own cloth, and drink milk sufficiently, all economic questions. Then you become a Sushila, well-being. And if you go on killing animals and drinking wine and gambling, when you will be Sushila, you are always bad character. Here it is said Sushila, well-being, good character. Sushila Sadhava, Sadhava character line. The ideal, you have got ideal, not desire. Sushila Sadhava Narayana. Why? Narayana Parana. Because the devotee of God. If you become simply Narayana Parana, devotee of Narayana Krishna, all good qualities will come to you automatically. All good qualities. Yashasi bhakti bhagavati apinchana sarvaimai tattva samasati pura. Take practical example. These boys, these girls, how they have become so nice? They are known as bright faces. Why? Because Narayana Parayana. They are taking seriously Krishna as the object of worship. So actually, if you want happiness in this world, peace and prosperity, just become Krishna conscious. All problems will be solved and you will be happy. Thank you very much.